Good morning, I'm Bill Radke. For years, businesses have tried different ways to get their workers to adopt healthy lifestyles. They've offered rewards. They have tried to get their employees' attention through their pocketbooks. The University of Washington recently took a different tack to break the Guinness World Record. Last Friday, about 1,000 UW employees turned out to take part in what they hoped would be the largest kettlebell workout ever. KUOW reporter Ruby DeLuna was there and has this story.
At the Dempsey Indoor Field, people started warming up an hour before the main event. Mary Bardsey of Housing and Food Services is one of them. Her motivation?
The whole New Year's thing, it's time to get in shape.
Bardsey hikes and bikes, but she's never used a kettlebell before.
I've always wanted to try one. I've read a lot about them, so I thought it was a good time to give it a try.
On the other end of the field, Robert Shields is using the downtime before the event to catch up on work. He's grading papers. He, too, is new to kettlebell and wanted to give it a try.
I just thought it was a neat idea to have 1,000 people exercise, so I figured I should participate.
In case you're wondering, a kettlebell is a ball made of cast iron with a handle on it. It's become a popular workout tool. The kettlebell workout launches a new employee initiative at the university, and it's not your typical wellness program, says Mindy Kornberg, UW Vice President for Human Resources.
We have start to think of wellness more in terms of holistically, and that is not just in terms of fitness, but nutritional, about financial, about emotional stability, about tapping into your own interests.
The goal is to tap into those different interests and get them engaged.
It's not just about fitness, it's about book clubs, it's about gardening, it's about anything that is a personal interest.
And make it fun while they're at it. Enter the kettlebell workout. Why kettlebell?
They're small. You get a great cardio workout. You get strength training. And they're portable. You can have them at your desk. You step away from your desk. For 15 minutes, you can do a workout right there. And then you go back on what you were working on.
Kornberg says the idea to try and break a world record came from UW President Michael Young. Kornberg thought it would be a hard sell, but within 24 hours after posting an announcement online, more than 1,000 people had signed up. For the kettlebell newbies, there were instructors throughout the field to guide them through the moves, like the halo, around the world, the double arm swing. The payoff from this lunchtime workout? 30 minutes of exercise, a free kettlebell to take home, and the satisfaction of going for the largest kettlebell workout in the world.
All right, guys, your favorite part. Everybody,
I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.